Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to Jump in Tucson. I am your host today, standing in for Dr. Ed Ackerley. My name is Lydia Aranda. On Fridays, we talk about great success stories in Tucson businesses and organizations that are here or that support that kind of effort here. I have a guest host today. His name is Mr. Terry Beaucamp, and he is here from Chicago, Illinois. Terry, say good morning.
Good morning, Lydia. I'm honored to be here.
We're so happy to have you and want to make sure that you know who our first guest is today. From the Small Business Administration, we've got Jordan Ripley, the Business Opportunity Specialist and PIO from Small Business Administration in the Arizona District. Good morning, Jordan. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for the invite here today.
Well, we are very excited to have you, and we're going to have a little conversation today about success. We know that, sorry, I had a little trouble with my mute button there. One of those Friday mornings trying to get the caffeine going. We are very excited to have you here because the SBA has for so long been able to help small businesses in their path towards success. But before we get started into the business of things, Jordan, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role. We know that, or we've heard, that Tucson is your hometown.
Thank you so much, and I grew up in Tucson, so ever since receiving the invitation to join you today, I have been daydreaming, reminiscing, remembering just how beautiful the desert is and the gorgeous mountains. But I am working with the Small Business Administration. So we are a federal agency and we have a local office here to serve the state of Arizona. So I had left Arizona for a little while. I started with the SBA in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it was such a wonderful, beautiful city and time there. But it did feel the draw to come back home. So I was able to now be a part of the Arizona District Office, and I'm in our headquarters in the Phoenix metro area, but we are here to serve business owners throughout Arizona, and I have two colleagues who are in our Tucson office as well.
Fantastic. Well, we work closely with the SBA, and they help so many by collaborating with other organizations. A little call out of transparency. I am the chair of the board of the Minority and Small Business Alliance of Southern Arizona, and the SBA and your whole team has been so helpful to everybody in helping support the workshops and information and resources that get out, but also coming out to celebrate with us. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. But one of the things that we've seen the SBA doing is always celebrating with National Small Business Week, and it seems like nominations have opened up. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. So we are currently accepting nominations for our Small Business Week Awards. You can go online if you go to our website, www.sba.gov/AZ for Arizona. That's where you can get all the information on how to nominate an outstanding small business owner. So we are looking for our Arizona Small Business Person of the Year, among other award categories. And, those success stories, this is our time. We celebrate the success, the wins of our small businesses, while also thanking them and recognizing their dedication, their sacrifice they are making, and their investment in our local communities, our state, and the nation. So it's just a wonderful time to celebrate our small business owners. We would love to hear success stories from your listeners here in Tucson. Champion those Tucson success stories. And one really neat thing about this awards program is that our business owner that is awarded Small Business Person of the Year for the state, they will then move on to the national recognition. So they will join business owners representing their states and territories from around the country for a national award ceremony in DC. So that's also just a very exciting honor, and to see that our Arizona small businesses, small business owners representing the entrepreneurs of Arizona. They're on the national stage.
Always a great treat to be able to bring recognition to people who work so hard. One of the things that I think is easy to forget that we want to always remind folks is small businesses come in lots and lots of sizes. They can be that solopreneur, as we like to say, wouldn't you agree? And they can be retailers. They can be folks who have a professional service and have started their own LLC or their own corporation. I know my guest host here, Terry, has worked for lots of folks, corporations, healthcare organizations, health services, has been in the paralegal world, and has worked with retails over in the Chicago area. Isn't that right, Terry?
That's correct.
And seen things come and grow and have challenges. I think pandemic hit a lot of folks everywhere from Chicago to Tucson and everywhere in between.
Very much so. Very much so.
And groups like, not just groups like chambers, alliances, the MSBA and others, but certainly the SBA has stepped in with lots of programs to help actually build that success. And that continues today, especially in the Arizona district, with your teams offering different trainings and resources. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, and thank you so much for, you know, that chance to be able to provide this information to your small business audience listening today, because there are a lot of services and supports to support you in starting your business, growing your business, expanding your business. And some of the main ways that we're able to do that is offering small business counseling and consulting through our resource partners. And so this is where you will connect with a business advisor. This is federally funded, a business center. So you know that you are receiving trusted and confidential guidance. And that one-on-one consultation is also free of charge. So I definitely encourage anyone listening today, reach out to one of those business advisors, and they are a great partner to you, a mentor to you throughout your journey. You can do that, connect with the advisor near you by going to sba.gov/local. You can put in your zip code. That's going to bring up the center, the advisor in your area, and then you can contact them to get started, schedule that appointment. But the Small Business Development Center hosted at Pima Community College is there for our Tucson business owners, as well as SCORE, which is a volunteer organization of business mentors. They mm-hmm. have a chapter in Southern Arizona. And then the Women's Business Center, which is hosted by the YWCA. They have been one of those success stories that have been championed. They won the Women's Business Center of Arizona Award during our National Small Business Week Award ceremony as well. So, we definitely are resource partners, and all of those supports are such a big part of small business success. So that is available to your listeners today, and we definitely encourage you to reach out and get connected.
Well, thank you so much for that. And you know, you bring up a good point. One of the things I'll say again is that resources are available for free. I know that sometimes when folks understand that an agency is from the government, they might hesitate a little bit, thinking it's going to be really cumbersome, or that there might be some other catches, so to speak. But with the different collaborations, I think we see a lot of improvement in trying to make it as best as possible, as easy as possible for those small business owners. And when we come back after the break, I know that we will talk a little bit more about some of those collaborators, not only SCORE, who you mentioned, but we can talk about some other organizations here in the Tucson and greater Tucson area. So folks, stick with us. We're talking with Jordan Ripley this morning and my guest host, Terry Bocamp from Chicago, enjoying a nice summer day in Tucson. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Lydia Aranda as a guest host today for Dr. Ed Ackerley. And my guest co-host is Mr. Terry Bocamp. Hey, Terry, thanks for being with us this morning.
Absolutely, Lydia. Thank you.
And especially taking some time out of your vacation that brings you here to Arizona. And before we get to some more questions and speaking with our wonderful guest, Jordan Ripley of the SBA, as you know, small businesses, we were talking earlier during the break, that they come in all kinds of sizes. They can be new, they can be legacy, they can be family owned. And of course, our very own Ackerley Advertising is a great example of a Tucson small business that's been multi-generational and is the creator of this great show. And so we want to do a shout out, of course, to all the Ackerleys. And with that, let's get back to talking with our special guest, Jordan. Terry, do you have any questions for Jordan this morning?
I was just curious how large the SBA is.
Yes, well, that's an excellent point. So they do classify us as a small agency. We say we're small but mighty, and a lot of that being able to have that mighty reach is because of all of our valued partnerships. But the agency itself, we do have a presence in every state and territory in the nation. So I am part of the Arizona District Office. So it is our role to serve our small business owners. We are the face of the agency, as they say, and there are 68 of district offices around the country. So, you know, wherever our listeners are tuning in from, or if you're here in Tucson, but you know, visiting or setting up your business elsewhere, you can connect with an SBA office in your local area and access all these same resources that we're talking about today.
Thank you, Jordan. You know, I'm wondering how we might help not only our listeners, but even ourselves, because each one of us here in the station and here in the conversation, we interact or perhaps own our own small businesses, or we are in the business of helping other businesses, so to speak. Tell us a little bit, or let's talk a little bit about ways that entrepreneurs can understand the relationships that SBA has. You mentioned SCORE earlier, which is a fantastic organization and really continues to help retired people, which could be a whole variety of ages and places in their careers, but in retirement come out and offer free counseling, free tips and tricks, free conversation with entrepreneurs. But there are lots of other organizations as well. Some of them are chambers. It might be a little familiar. Others are other local government agencies. Who are some of your strongest partners, might you say, in the Tucson area? Would that be chambers and the economic development divisions? Would it be industry associations? Or who comes to mind?
Yes, well, certainly we are very thankful for, you know, your support in our partnership with the Minority and Small Business Alliance of Southern Arizona, and also working with the Chambers of Commerce in Tucson is a key partner. Another key partner, this is statewide, but Arizona Commerce Authority.
Sure.
And then we also do, you know, a number of industry groups involved in government contracting. So, there is the organization AMCA,
yes.
Arizona Minority Contractors Association is a key partner as well. And, you know, we can come together and provide different education, technical assistance, you know, webinars, seminars regarding any area that's of interest for our small business, you know, of any size. And then, of course, with some of these partnerships, we do provide a lot of education together in access to capital, small business financing, and also how to locate contracting opportunities in the federal marketplace, be it as a prime or a subcontractor.
All of those things give so much opportunity to so many people. What I really love is your talk about partnership, about being a co-stakeholder, an alliance partner, and things of that nature. That's what makes our organization, the Minority and Small Business Alliance of Southern Arizona, is exactly that purpose, because we are not one of the member organizations like some of the others might be. Instead, we really are, like you, a small but mighty team of a board of directors and a few volunteers who come together to try to be a resource. We want to be a pipeline of information as well as a pipeline of prospects, so to speak, potential customers, constituents back into the SBA, the AMCA, the chambers, the local governments, and all of those folks. So I'm so excited that we get to continue to collaborate after all these years. And it is always wonderful to celebrate success of small business because it's hard work. Folks are chief cook and bottle washer all at the same time, as the phrase goes. I see also, and I wonder your opinion, do you see a lot more coming out of the universities and the community colleges by way of encouraging students or encouraging different divisions, maybe not just those who are studying business, so to speak, but who come from the fields of healthcare, who come from the fields of graphic design or tourism or hospitality, these other things, they represent small business opportunity as well. Are you seeing any kind of trends in those kind of folks applying for assistance or applying for recognition?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, our universities, community colleges, that is such a key partner in supporting, you know, not only small business entrepreneurial development, but also innovation. And that's exactly where our small business, that's the strength of small business. One of the key contributions of small business is being leaders in innovation and bringing new technologies, new ways of delivering services in all of these key industries that you mentioned. And so our universities and community colleges play a very big role in supporting both innovation and then, of course, taking that innovation to market. And I will mention, too, for our community college system, they are the hosts of the Small Business Development Centers. That's one of our key resource partners, and that's a very valued collaboration between the state of Arizona, community colleges, and, of course, the SBA.
Wonderful networks that are available. And I'm so glad you talked about innovation, because on our second half of the show, we are going to have the chief innovation officer from Tech Parks, Arizona. And he's going to, that's Mr. Eric Smith. So he's going to tell us a little bit more along that. And Jordan, I know that on the second half, you are certainly welcome. I hope you'll be able to stay on and listen and participate if you like. But with that, Terry, I'm going to toss over to you first of all, I think the audience might be and the listeners might be curious about what brings you to Arizona over all the years. I think you've got a bit of sort of fun background in knowing golf and other similar things that may have brought you out to Tucson over the decades. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, back in the 80s when I was in college, I came out here to play golf over at La Paloma, actually, which was a blast. I used to punish myself in June when it's 115 degrees and there were snakes in the fairway. But I've always loved Arizona. The people are friendly. The weather is beautiful. Being from Chicago, we have nothing but poor weather for about 3 months of the year, at least, if not up to six. So always love visiting.
Oh, well, it's great to have you here. And I'm so glad that the timing worked out that you could be our guest host and be speaking with Jordan today and myself and the whole team, Matt Neely in the booth and keeping us right on. We are going to be coming up close to a break, so I don't want to get too quick into a too deep into a conversation. But Jordan, once again, National Small Business Week nominations are out. Lots of other opportunity webinars and workshops and trainings all around the state, and particularly here in Southern Arizona, we've got lots of resources with the SBA and the partners in the SBDCs. What last moment and what last piece of info would you like to share with the audience about how to get in touch?
Well, I certainly want to invite everyone listening to please join us for our monthly programming. We are offering virtually the first Wednesday of every month. We have in the morning the SBA Arizona Loan Clinic. So learn about financing options for your small business, whether you're getting started or expanding, and how to plug into our resources to support you in applying for financing. And then in the afternoon, we will be discussing federal contracting. So how to get involved and make the federal government your customer. There's a lot of opportunity there in the federal marketplace. So please go to our website, sba.gov/AZ. That's where you can see our event calendar, join us for our events, our workshops, access information on our loan programs, contracting opportunities, and then also that's where you can go to nominate your small business that you want to champion or self-nominate as well for National Small Business Week.
Great. You've been listening to Jordan Ripley, and we will be back in just a moment. And welcome back. We are at Jump in Tucson. This is your host, Lydia Aranda, and today I'm proud to be guest hosting for Dr. Ed Ackerley. And I also have a guest host with me, a guest co-host, Mr. Terry Bocamp. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Lyd.
And with us, we have had our second half guest join us, Mr. Eric Smith. Hi, Eric. Good morning to you.
Hi, Lydia. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We are very happy to have you, and I don't know if you got to hear most of our first half, but we had the wonderful Jordan Ripley, and she was talking to us about SBA and lots of wonderful things going on that help small business success, and talked about a little bit about innovation, which was a wonderful segue into having you for this second half. Mm-hmm. Eric, for the audience who may or may not know, you have for a long time been working with Tech Parks Arizona in a number of capacities, including the Executive Director of the Innovation Center, but now you are Chief Innovations Officer of all of Tech Parks. Tell us a little bit more about you and that role.
Sure. So, for the past many years, I have been working as the executive director of UACI, as we call it. So this way you don't have the full mouthful. now what we're looking at is filling some additional gaps that the tech parks can serve within our community. And so when you look about, we'll talk more about how UACI serves, but we're looking at providing more funding to more tech companies as they come through our process.
That's so wonderful. Funding's always needed by everybody. I don't think anybody ever says, nope, we got enough dollars. I don't want money. No, we never hear that happen. And actually, Jordan was talking a little bit also about resources and how instead of just depend, or my view of what I interpret about what she was sharing and the value that we see here in Tucson and Southern Arizona is that all these great opportunities coming from government, coming from nonprofits, coming from our institutions of higher education and other industry associations, it's about bringing those resources, many of them financial, many of them help strengthen the small businesses so that they can have more financial success. So it's kind of a pull and push that work hand in hand together. So we're excited about hearing more about the funding opportunities that come. But I think that, at least in my observation, the UACI, did I say that correctly?
You did.
The UACI offers space, offers networking, offers an area in which to be creative, and sometimes that's just not the physical, but in the proximity of other innovations that are going on. Correct?
Absolutely. You'll have to stop me because I'm going to go on a tangent.
Wonderful.
Here. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
excuse me. When you look at what the SBA does, it's essential to our community. So the lifeblood of our community are those companies that are brick and mortar, food trucks, retail, things of that nature. We serve a bit of a different group of companies. And so all the companies that we serve are scalable science and technology ventures. So the typical profile of one of these companies is they have some kind of technology. They put some kind of intellectual property on it. So most people would recognize the term patents, which is most often what it is. They can come from the university or they can come from really anywhere. We serve companies all around the world. And we serve those companies who are looking usually to what we would call exit or be purchased within 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And that might be a little known fact or a lesser known fact. Sometimes people might think they're just coming in to get started and bounce right away. but this is maybe they're hanging around for a few years, being part of the community, but possibly also exiting, as you said, from their phase. But those could actually be owners or investors or people that purchase them that are here in Tucson or in Arizona that are keeping the jobs going, keeping perhaps, and maybe that's an area where there's opportunity to do more, how to keep those businesses here, even if they don't stay with their original owner.
Yeah, that's really important. Well, so In addition to keeping those businesses here, we actually play an attraction role. So, for example, yes. We had a biotech company based out of Las Vegas that was well-funded and was looking at the Bay Area, San Diego, Florida, you name it. And because of the work that we're doing here in Southern Arizona, because of the facilities that we have, which I haven't even spoken about yet, they chose to come here to grow their business. So that's really important for us as well. It's one of the reason why we do international programming. Mm-hmm. So we actually bring companies in from other countries to show them that they can do things right here in this city.
That's fantastic. And I'm looking at Terry's expression. He's kind of doing the And it makes me, I don't know if you heard earlier, Terry was talking about one of his original pulls to Tucson when he was in college had to do with golf, the wonderful industry mm-hmm. of golf and tourism. Isn't that right, Terry?
Exactly, exactly.
And it makes me wonder if you might speak for a minute on the variety. You know, when we say technology and innovation, it doesn't always have to then be in only chips or digital or something that is so direct. It can affect or be for a business that's hospitality, that's sports oriented. What comes to mind is wearables maybe or mm-hmm. something of that nature. I wonder what you're seeing as more kind of fun, cool trends.
Yeah, every industry seems to have some kind of technology component that's propelling them forward, which is very cool. So we serve quite a few industries that you wouldn't normally think about. However, on our end, about 40% of our companies are in the bio and life sciences. So these are new drugs that will come out for the population, diagnostics, therapeutics, drug discovery, things of that nature. And, you know, that plays on the strengths of the University of Arizona.
Sure.
As well as the facilities that we have over at the Tech Parks and up in Oro Valley as well. Another key industry would be clean tech, specifically solar. So we have quite a few technologies that come to us through the Department of Energy and quite a few contracts with the Department of Energy to serve those technologies. And most people might not know that in addition to the Tech Park, right here in Southern Arizona, we have the Solar Zone, where you can do testing and demonstration of new solar technologies and ensure that when you bring that to market, you're going to be successful. But you're right. I have technologies in the banking industry, for example.
So, for like applications, making customer applications, fintech kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's absolutely fintech. The most prominent one is a company that is working on ensuring that small credit unions, such as the great companies that we have here in Tucson.
Yes, we do.
Can have access to the kinds of security that large banks have.
That's very important. That helps all the customers as well as the organizations themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to want to do another dive into that. Terry, I'm wondering what you're thinking as you think of the kind of work you do in the eye health and vision services space within a big box company. You're providing a very specific service there. Do you think there might be room for some tech innovations that might help your customers?
There definitely are. I know that with the company I work for, we're getting into having basically a technician sitting at a computer and doing diagnostics over the internet so that people don't have to come in.
Wonderful. Yes. So like the remote telehealth, but a lot of people think of that for when you're sick or you have a cough or something of that nature, and they forget that sometimes, you know, the vision health, as I'll call it, is just as important. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we come back after our next break. But for this moment, listeners, you are listening to Jump in Tucson, and we are very excited to be having Mr. Eric Smith and Mr. Terry Beaucamp in the studio today. We'll be back. Welcome back to our last segment of the 9 o'clock show, Friday show, all about success stories here at Jump in Tucson. We're speaking this morning with Eric Smith, the Chief Innovation Officer at Tech Parks Arizona, and of course, my wonderful guest host, Terry Beaucamp of Chicago. Welcome back, gentlemen. So as we went into the last break, we were talking a little bit about what innovations happen in the technology and how it goes into what even big box companies or corporations or industry leaders are looking at to apply more technology to things like remote care, telehealth, if you will, even in visual services and other things. Terry, that was just a great example, and I'm sure you're seeing that a lot in your organization, among other things, among other customer apps, perhaps. Eric, so what does that mean? What does that bring to mind with some success stories you've seen happen at tech parks, maybe with some creations or local entrepreneurs or women business owners that have done something kind of cool?
Yeah, absolutely. One example that I can come up with that I think everybody, most people can relate to, is a company called Imagine Solutions Technologies. And this is a woman-owned business. Courtney Williams has founded and runs this company. And what they have developed is a mobile portable ultrasound product. So any physician or doctor can take their tablet or cell phone, plug in a standard probe that is readily available, and their software will turn that tablet or phone into an ultrasound device.
That really is an innovation, because traditionally the ultrasound technology is not so much in the wand as or the probe, as you say, but it's in the, I'm going to say, the box that allows the readings to take place and to be visualized. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it is certainly within the software to make sure that you can visualize what you're trying to probe.
Uh-huh.
And the shocking factor, any scalable tech company, the first step for them is solving a major problem.
Yes.
And if you think about this problem, 50% of the world does not have access to ultrasound technology.
And I bet people didn't know that. I bet it was just sort of a given that is not such a rarity. I wouldn't have known that.
Thinking about it even further, you know, I know it because I have two small children, and so, you know, very familiar with that process standard at the doctor's office.
Sure.
But ultrasound technology is utilized in healthcare for quite a few things. And
yes.
So it's
not just for pregnancy
yeah.
and tracking that, but for perhaps injury or maybe discovering other kind of nerve issues or et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera, and probably more et ceteras than even I can realize. But
here's to et ceteras.
But, you know, the one thing that I'll harp on when it comes to that particular example is the fact that this is a woman-owned tech business
mm-hmm.
here in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the statistics, 1.6% of the companies that get venture capital investment are women-owned.
Only that percentage.
Yes.
We need to do more about that.
Correct. If you look at the incubator that we run, incubators like ours across the country, only 6% of those companies are women-owned.
Wow. So there's an opportunity. You're talking about scalability being an important factor in the kind of technologies that are brought to your incubators. But I think as service providers and as collaborators and leaders here in the community should be thinking about what role we can play in mm-hmm. helping to scale, if you will, the
yes.
opportunities right here locally, and to make sure that folks, that we amplify this message, that we get more people engaged and involved so that they can bring their ideas into their hometown incubator.
Yeah, it's all about connections. So for example, we have no problem here in Tucson when we bring companies here to look at our region as a possibility for either their U.S. market entry or their move or their growth in manufacturing. It has been so incredible that I can call almost anybody and they will meet with this company. And so for those out there that are looking to assist, oftentimes these companies just need a connection. They need a resource that maybe they don't have access to. And we have quite a few incredible individuals and organizations in Tucson that can help them. And when we do that, hopefully they land here and they create economic prosperity for our region. So they hire more employees, they purchase infrastructure, they attract more capital, they do all the things that we need in this community.
Yes.
We just don't always think about it from a startup perspective.
That's true. And I want to thank you for being focused on that, because at the end of the day, connections, relationships, that's how we're going to mm-hmm. build those collaborations and make and strengthen the alliances. Terry, you're a great example of, you may not be here all year long, but you've been coming for years, and you make sure to come back. You tell people, you expand the family. That's how we know each other. And you continue to spread the word in other industries also that could be transferable into being a part of Tucson and the greater Southern Arizona area. We're going to be close to wrapping up, so I wonder if I might kick it to each of you gentlemen to with just some final commentary or aha about some of the things we've talked about today. Terry, I'll start with you.
Well, I just want to say what a pleasure it's been being on the show and learned so much today about SBA and Eric's job. So,
well, thank you very much for joining and pinch hitting as a co-host. Eric, so we were talking a little bit about the MSBA SA, the Minority and Small Business Alliance of Southern Arizona. My fellow board members and I are all about collaboration, because that's really what the MSBA SA is all about, to help college students as well as entrepreneurs. So I hope that we can continue offline having a conversation of how we link more strongly with tech parks. And with that, I'll ask you to give us a final thought about how folks can reach you, or how entrepreneurs can get can find out if they're a good fit for the Tech Parks incubators.
Of course, thank you, and I certainly welcome that. And in fact, the SBA, just to bring it all full circle for you, has funded our work with female-led companies and women entrepreneurs.
Fantastic. So, I'm sure Jordan is happy to hear that. Yes. And all of our colleagues, Bob Blaney and Brian Quijada and yes. Shivani and the rest of the team.
You can find me, and please, any listener, feel free to reach out to anybody on our team, techparks.arizona.edu or uaci.com. All of our information is there, and we would be happy to connect with you.
Well, thank you very much, and how quickly an hour goes. It has been wonderful, gentlemen, wrapping up a great August, a great summer, heading into a wonderful fall. I'm wishing you all a very happy Labor Day weekend. And again, coming up on Mondays are always the University of Arizona Wonder Show with Dr. Ed Ackerley. Ted Maxwell hosts on Tuesday. Grant Kruger will be here on Wednesday, and Tom Moulton on Thursday. And then next Friday, we'll have Dr. Ackerley back again for his success stories. If you would like to be interviewed on Jump in Tucson, or you have other ideas, please share your success story by going to jumpintucson.com. Let us know a little bit more about you, and who knows, maybe you could be live on the air with one of us or another host. It's been a pleasure to Matt Neely and the whole team at KVOI, wishing everybody a fun and safe Labor Day weekend.